All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and today I have with me Nick Daugherty, and we are going to get his personal awakening story. For anybody that's not familiar with what I mean by personal awakening story, this is actually the 10th video in a series of videos that I'm doing where I'm just interviewing people that I have met in the research communities, people who, like myself, like to look into more than one topic, and people whose research I respect, or they're very interesting people to me, or usually both. And Nick's one of those people. Nick always makes really good. We talk on Facebook a lot. He always has some really good flat earth, some really good Mandela posts, 9/11. It seems like we talk about a lot of the same topics. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna get, how he started into the truth movement or whatever you want to call it, how he became how he awoke and kind of just get his journey. And then after, at the end, if people want, we'll probably do an after show and we'll take calls and we'll take questions from the chat. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing good, Brian, yourself.
I'm doing good. Doing good. So I mean, might as well get right to it. For you, what was that moment in your life where, you people you like to use the words awoken, but more specifically, you realized you can't trust the media or the government at all. Like for me personally, it was 9/11. Once I realized that that was a lie and that both of these entities had to be completely involved in one way or another, even before I got deep into it, that was my point. What was it for you?
Well, for me, eventually, I never really trusted the government at a young age, and the media. Trusting the media came around in high school. Once I hit high school and started digging into news reports and stuff like that, doing like stuff you're supposed to do for projects at school, I realized that there's two sides of media, and they're just trying to get out their own agendas. So, like when I was in elementary school, it started early for me. Like, I stopped pledging my allegiance to the flag in kindergarten. Like, I stopped, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I got sent to the principal's office because someone tattled on me for not pledging, like, doing the pledge, basically. And my principal pretty much said I had to. And, like, so the next day, I still didn't, got sent to him again. And so we compromised that I at least have to put my hand over my heart, but I don't actually have to cite the words. So that was the compromise. I at least did that. And but yeah, ever since I mean, just a young age, it started early for me. Fifth grade, I started seeing history books weren't telling the truth, and then I learned that they were fabricated. Stopped even like believing in the history books and started believing in textbooks. But I didn't stop believing in science or math or English because I didn't think you could fake any of those things. I didn't know that they could get lies out of that. But what did like but 9/11, definitely, like the day that happened, I knew it was a was not what they're telling it was. Like, my mom called, like, freaked out, was freaking out. She was getting ready for work, freaked out, called me and my sister in the living room, like screamed her head off for me and my sister to come to her and showed us what was going on with the Twin Towers. And she looked at me and she's like, "Do you understand what's going on right now?" Like, I had a blank face. Like, I had a blank image of my face. And she was like very confused by it. She was like, "Do you not know what happened?" She was looking at my sister. She's like, "I don't think he knows what this means," and this and that. I'm like thinking in my own head, I'm like, "I don't think you know what this means." I just it if the government has the technology to see what's going to happen through satellites and all that stuff, and know that the planes got hijacked and were headed towards a city, would you not want to, like, start and notifying that city to get them to get people start evacuation, or not take out the plane to allow it to attack a city with high populated area? Like, it just they always go for the less like collateral damage to prevent the high cloud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
According to the government, that's what they're looking out for best interest. So right then, that's how I knew 9/11 wasn't what they were telling us. And then, you know, once they came up with the story, started talking about the passports and like how they were found at like the bottom of the towers, and one they were found at like 20 miles away from the Pentagon. It's like, what'd they do? Like, throw them out the window, drop them? Like, it just doesn't add up.
Yeah. Oh no. Of course, it doesn't add up. So I assume that since you were already, you know, doubting a lot of these things at a very, very young age, and then 9/11 happened, I'm assuming that you got into researching it, or did you not? Did you get deep into researching 9/11 like a lot of us, or no?
No, I knew it was what it was. I knew it was like for to start war. That's what I looked at it as. Like, I didn't know that there was another agenda other than behind it. Other than that, I didn't know the media was, you know, involved in like telling the wrong, like the, you know, their story. Like, I didn't know that they were in on it too. I just knew that they planned it to start war. I didn't know anything about the no planes. I thought there was actually planes that did hit until, you know, more recently when I started doing more research. After I woke up, like, Flat Earth is what woke me up completely. And once I started researching everything and noticed that everything is just fake. None of it is true. Now we're all brainwashed to believe one thing when it's not true at all. So,
yeah. Before we get to the way of to the Flat Earth, one more point at 9/11, or with other events, you know, this could go with all the, you know, the fake mass shootings and everything. When did you realize that it's not just the media, but it's the so-called alternative media that is just putting a different spin and spinning you off in a different direction? Because for everybody, including myself, I think we all go through a process where we awaken and then we hear people being all loud and talking about what we think is the truth, but it's mixed with a bunch of lies. Did you go through that process?
Oh, yeah. Well, again, like when I was in high school, I found out like media's only tell their story for their profits, I guess, would you say, like who has like the better story out there. So that I thought was like they're telling different story. If there's different stories being told from different sides, then this is, I just thought it was for their own profit. But after like Trump started becoming like into the election, once he got into the elections, then I started digging more, and when he started saying fake news, this and that, like, I was kind of like appalled because that's all he said, keeps saying. But then and then I started like looking into, or just happened to stumble upon a green.
That is up interpretation what it means, because the people that aren't awake are just gonna take it, oh, he's saying that as like, you know, if he's the left or the right, he's talking about the other side's news, and that's why he's calling it fake news. That's what they're gonna think. They're right. Not gonna think he's completely fake.
Yeah, and I didn't think so either. Like, that's, I didn't think that it was like completely fake. I just knew that they were fake because they're only telling their side, or like the story they want to put out. But then I've stumbled upon like few videos about fake news using green screens, like news studios using green screens and stuff like that. And then that's when I woke up and just realized that they're like saying all this catastrophe happened, but they're inside a studio. I didn't realize how fake it was until.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you realizing the media is using green screens and all this type of stuff to fake our reality. Obviously, that was some form of stepping stone into getting into NASA fakery, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you go into the Apollo moon landings next? Did you go into satellites? Did you jump right into Flat Earth and then find out about those things? Where did you go after the media fakery, realizing some of the techniques, and how did that bring you to Flat Earth?
Well, the second one, I just went to Flat Earth and then found out about those stuff later on, about like how fake satellites are, everything like that. But I found out NASA, the green screen with NASA, before I found out the news using green screens as well. It was just a big like circle. It just all happened all at once, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting. Everybody's so different because for me, I went through the Apollo and then through the satellites and the ISS and then into Flat Earth. When did you first start looking at Flat Earth?
It was about a year ago or a year and a half ago, last March in 2017.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's been more than a year. I know you've been
Yeah.
talking about it for a
Yeah.
while.
It's been a little bit more than a year, almost 2 years. What happened was I had a huge conspiracy theory for years now. I've been talking about with friends and family about human cloning, the human cloning theory. And I never really like researched it myself. I just saw a pattern happening with celebrities dying and this and that. I'm like, I bet there's human cloning going on, you know? And back in high school again, like we did a project on the cloning sheep Dolly the sheep. I was thinking if they can clone animals, what's stopping them from cloning humans? And so I've been talking about for years. And when I was at my friend's house, just bored, hang out being bored, and I just figured I'd, just Google human cloning really quick to see what's up. And then that led me to a bunch of articles, and then it led me to a video, and their video started talking about flat Earth. Like they started saying that you look into my flat Earth video. And so I was like, flat Earth? I'm like, what the hell is that? Like someone actually thinks the Earth is flat.
So, yeah, and it actually makes all the logical sense in the world.
That's what I found out. I'm like, literally 15 minutes after looking into it, I was convinced because I was just like, the government did it again. They came up, they know, yeah, then it came with them. There's another lie they created. So,
It's huge too, and it's really ridiculous. Like, because really, if you really break it down, I mean, everything I can't enunciate this. I can't drive the point home harder that everything they tell you is pretty much the opposite. Everything they tell you is a lie. Everything they tell you is the opposite. It's absolutely crazy. Like even stories about because as we know, the ancients were very more in tune with what's going on in their environment and the land and the stars and the sky. But we're told they were back in the day, they didn't have any technology. I'm not buying any of that shit. I'm assuming you probably don't buy any of that
Not
either.
now, no, definitely not. Like
Know
when
what I
you hear
mean?
about it before, like YouTube was invented, any of that stuff, or one of these topics that weren't mainstream yet, you just don't like when you hear people talk you about it, you're just like, yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, where are you getting all your information from, and this and that, and what do you like, where's your proof? And then, just after waking up, you realize that we really don't know. You
Do you
really,
remember the first flat Earth video or article or what it was that like the first thing you saw that you were like, wow, like what was it for you? Do you remember? Or even if it's a couple that you want to name real quick?
Well, the first one was, I believe, I forget his name. He's a black guy. His name is
Dave Murphy.
Dave Murphy.
He's the man. That interview that he did on Macedonian TV, is that the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, that TV, that interview is the best interview, man. I love
Oh
that interview.
yeah, that's what did it for me. When he started talking about planes and how they need to dip their nose and everything, that made a lot of sense. And
Send that to people all the time. That's like the most articulate, well-spoken. You can tell the guy's absolutely not crazy. He's
oh
making
yeah.
all the sense in the world. And when you really start to think about all the proofs of the flat Earth, anybody that's watching this, I know I got random people watching on Facebook and now they probably don't subscribe to the idea, but they're watching. Just, you guys can laugh now, but the joke's really not on us. I mean, go look into these things. The stuff that we say, it really goes, everything they tell you goes against everything you've ever observed or experienced in your life, right, Nick? Everything. Like, you never felt yourself spin, you never see a curve. It's none of that shit. You're totally taught to believe the exact opposite. And the problem is, if you live upon a lie, upon a lie, upon a lie, it's like you're never going to know who you are. You're never going to know about the creator or any of that stuff. On they lie to you from the foundation. Everything is built on the foundation of the flat Earth, globe Earth lie. Everything underneath that is it's going to be corrupted all the way down.
Like the sun, what we observe. Science is about what we observe. We do not observe a spinning earth. We do not observe a sun that's millions and millions of miles away. I mean, even the Polaris star by itself is ridiculous. It's 433 light years away, and 1 light year is 5.8 trillion miles. Like, you times that by 433, it's like, how the hell are we seeing that star? Oh, because light travels through that much,
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. I was talking about that last show about light travel. Light doesn't travel. In my opinion, it probably doesn't even travel tens of thousands of miles. It's going to fade off just like sound does. It's not going to travel forever. Come on,
Right.
man.
And everyone's like, oh, well, if it was so close, we would see it all the time. It's like, no, just because the Earth's flat doesn't mean that we are gonna see everything that, around us. We're like a little ant on this giant disk, like once the sun leaves our eye perspective of our eye and going on the other side, we're not gonna see that from that mile, miles and miles away. It's just not gonna happen. And people don't get that. They just, and we think that when we try to explain that, we're just not understanding science. Oh
And
man.
they're not understanding anything. They don't want to listen to anything. They just repeat what they told. That all this science we've been told is actually pseudoscience. That's all that it is. All of it. It's all ridiculous. And math doesn't prove a fucking thing. Everybody thinks, oh, math to bad. Math does not prove a false model. And I'm not going to give my example again of the flying car. I've given it enough times. But you can make up all this imaginary stuff in your head. And of course, the numbers that you make up on an imaginary model are gonna fit, or you're an idiot and you don't know how to put this thing together because it's fiction anyways. Nobody can test it. It's outer space to go there. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Exactly. You can't test any of it. Only they tell you what they have tested and experimented with. You're supposed to accept it because we're down here and they're out there. It's like, well, how are we supposed to confirm? Like, we don't observe or experiment ourselves, so.
Yeah, and they got the you don't have a lab coat, Nick. You're not allowed a fucking opinion. You know what I mean? That's the type of attitude they give us, and they literally give us from the top, and then all these parrots for them, they give us the same attitude, and it's like, no, actually, irony sets in again, and you are the parrot. It's what these parrots they say. You can't even self. I don't even care if people agree with me. I just want you to look at what I'm saying and have an honest opinion on it. That's all. Because what we're saying just makes all the sense in the world. Sure, there's a lot of things we don't know about when it comes to flat Earth or whatever, but how can you expect us to know it all? We'll gladly admit we don't know we're working on it. NASA, on the other hand, it will deliberately lie to you, or if they don't know something, if you don't want to say they're deliberately lying and they don't know, which is BS, they're deliberately lying. But either way, they're providing you fake images and fake stories. And we're not doing that. Like, sorry, we don't have it all figured out in a few years. I know Flat Earth's been around forever. People have written books in the 1800s, 1900s, and everything. But I'm saying this group of people in today's day and age on the internet, yeah, we've only been doing this for me, it's only been 4 years. For you, a year and a half. Most people, 2 or 3 years. It's like, we can't know it all yet. But that's why we have these conversations, too. You
No, I
know?
mean, the
It's good.
Earth, you can definitely say, it's flat because water's flat and level, land's flat. But like, what happens up in the sky with suns and stars? That's separate from the Earth, and people don't realize that. Like, it is a part of Earth, but what we walk, drive, and run on is the Earth. Like, that's part of Earth, and sky is different. That's why.
Just like they can't prove it, but they'll lie to you and tell you these insane distances. They'll provide CGI images. What we're saying is take a fucking $500 camera, look up at the sky, you tell me what you see, and then compare it to their images. You know, that's another thing. With the
Or
camera, it totally debunked the distances. Because why, if I have a telescope that is supposedly so powerful at zooming in and getting close-ups of stars that are trillions of miles away, and I also look at the moon, why is a $500 camera giving me basically the same shot of the moon? Well, something doesn't add up here because you only got an 82 time zoom on the camera.
It's the telescope of cameras actually is what it's called. And it's like, why don't you take that telescope that can see millions of miles away out to the beach and watch how a boat doesn't go over the curve or horizon? It's just leaving your perspective. Like, no, like it's leaving so far you can't see it anymore. And so you guys think it's disappearing over a curve.
Yeah, it's like,
You can see so far.
not a limit to your vision. Oh, if the Earth's flat, why can't you see China from New York? It's like, dude, are you really like you, some of the questions are just so stupid. I think all those types of people now because I'm on to other things. But let's talk about another topic. We'll get back to the flat Earth. How did you end up researching the Mandela effect?
Well, a person was talking to me about it at work. When I was trying to tell her about flat Earth, she thought I was crazy. I thought she was crazy, like about Mandela effect. I was like, that's just doesn't. That's way too, like someone's messing with your head. Like that's just way too out there. We talked about. She's actually got me back on the conspiracy side. Like she was like getting back to my conspiracies because I just stayed out of it because there's not mo the more you try talking to people, they didn't want to believe it. And there's just no point. But now that there's so much information out, it's still a different story nowadays. But so we were just back and forthing a bunch, and finally, she told me, she did a memory test on me about so to figure out if I'm Mandela affected or not. So she asked me to, spell Bernstein Bears. So I spelled Bernstein Bears, remember the way I remember it, which is Bernstein. And she says, no, there was another E. And I was like, no, there was only two E's. I remember that. And now at this time, I remember both versions, like with the E's, like they were all E's, no A's. So now that it's Bernstein, that one is definitely, that doesn't make any sense to me. That one, I don't remember that. All of my childhood, and those books were very special to me in my childhood. I brought those books everywhere. I knew exactly how to spell that book and everything. So I found both versions of things where it's Bernstein and Bernstein. So there's both versions out there that I remember, which means my memory's not faulty. Someone else, it's just a mixture of realities. But so then on the she told me to spell Oscar Mayer. I spelled Oscar Mayer, and then Meyer. That didn't match, and she's like, she has all these things out, and I went to go. She's like, now go check them online, and so I went to go check like research online, and then I realized that I looked in the history of all the things, and I realized it's not just a change of product; it was actually like change in history as well. Like it's always
Yeah.
been, oh yeah. So that's
I
what
mean,
woke.
yeah, I mean, well, look, it's so crazy. I mean, Nick, we all know, everybody knows C-3PO was always all gold, man.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
why I said this thing has to be affecting everybody, because everybody knows that, but some people are just oblivious to it. I think it's affecting everybody as a whole, but some people, they just ain't at that level, frequency, vibration, whatever. They're not even, it's for some reason, it's just, I don't know, man. Because what are your biggest ones? Because for me, like this weekend, for instance, Saturday, I'm going to give my top 10 after I do a show totally destroying the ISS and satellites in space. I'm going to get into my top 10 Mandela's. Glory's going to give her top 10. Everybody knows my top three, though. South America and the Panama Canal, Black Tom, and C-3PO. What would you say your top three are?
My top three was Bernstein Bears, Bernstein Bears, sorry, Bernstein. What else? Queen, the Queen song, not ending with the of the world. I know
Oh,
it does. I know it does. My CD has always played that. I've always listened to that song
that's a
when
big one. Hey,
I'm
spoiler alert,
traumatized.
it's in my top 10. Spoiler alert, it's in my top 10.
It's in the top 10. All right. And then I don't know. I guess C-3PO's leg. Yeah, that had to be a big one for me too. Like I know it was all gold. Like,
Dude,
and
I've
so.
seen Star Wars hundreds of times,
Oh
man.
yeah,
Well,
billion. Huh?
you send me you share a lot of your Mandela posts with me, and what do you think about the animals? Because you've shared a lot of them with me, like the sharks and all that type
Oh, yeah. The animals are really, those are really interesting. It's just like, that's how you really know you're not in Kansas anymore. Because these things are just like alien-like. They're very alien-like, and people want to, they'll call it the radiation from the Japan nuclear explosion. They'll blame it on that, or they'll just say they're splicing DNAs with things. It's like, no, these things are coming from a different world. Like one of the big ones for me was the carnivorous caterpillar, because that means we now have like butterflies that eat off flesh. They're we have those are turning into like butterflies that will eat off like feed off blood, and that just doesn't happen in our world, in our reality, like in what you and me are from at least.
Yeah.
And but like the more recent ones, yeah, the flying sharks, the flying stingrays.
What the cats with the wings?
Oh yeah, the winged cats. That the heck, man. That's like something out of a freak show nightmare. Like I don't know, like a freaky nightmare or a witch movie. Like flying cats. What else? Forest penguins and like desert penguins. We all know that the penguins live in the Arctic or cold, wherever there's cold, not in forest or sand. Doesn't add
Yeah.
up.
No, it doesn't add up at all. And then there's just so many changes to move to, not just to movies and music and stuff. Because so there's a lot of categories. There's ones that are really big, and we'll talk about the geography ones in a second. Because to me, geography and anatomy, they're at the top of the list. I don't usually talk about anatomy ones too much because I'm not an expert on my anatomy. So I'm not going to go on and on calling something a Mandela if I'm not 100% sure. But there are some that I am sure of. But the ones with the music, because people will say, go ahead, Nick, what are you gonna say?
Oh yeah, no, I'm disagreeing with you. Same thing. Like, I know some parts of my anatomy, like for sure, but other parts, it's like, that's why I don't post all about them in anatomy, but just the ones I know about, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why people will say, oh, why is it just, small things like music and movies? And first of all, it's not just small things, it's huge things like a Statue of Liberty, Black Tom, our anatomy, South America. These aren't small things. But the reason you bring up is the reason we both just admitted. We're not experts on our anatomy and shit. But if you tell me a quote from a movie that I've seen fucking 100 times and it's changed now, I'm gonna know. If you take of the world at, off the end of the Queen, we are the champions, I'm gonna know. I mean, how do you not? It's not little things. That's a one of the biggest rock songs of all time.
It's just like it's a thing of our memory. We always remember that song ending with that, and it not being there now is just very weird. And it's not a small change. It's a huge, yeah, it's huge. Same with Streetlights. Streetlights is another big one where they used to be
Yeah.
green, yellow, red, and now it's red, yellow, green. It's
Oh,
upside
that's a big,
down.
yeah, that's a big one for you.
Oh yeah, that's a huge one for me.
Nice.
I very vividly remember like being a passenger in my parents' car, and like we're at a stoplight. I'm looking up at the light and I see the reds at the bottom, at the bottom light of the light. And now it's at the top, and I never really realized it until I heard about it, until someone pointed it out. I was like, holy shit, like it's really not the same as I remember. Like that's just crazy to me. It's mind-blowing.
And how about some of the cartoons? Are the characters getting bluish eyes and all this craziness going on?
Oh yeah, Donald Duck, and then
Talk with the blue, the other guys with the yellows. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Tom and Jerry. Yeah, I just saw a Tom and Jerry shirt the other day with what yellow
Yeah,
eyes,
a bunch of them are getting
and his white
yellow.
eyes. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. Oh. I think we have Brian. You still there?
Stuff and make coming up with nothing. Have you found anything?
Wait, sorry. Your screen froze for a minute. What did you say?
No, I was saying like I've tried to look into different connections, like with the lettering and stuff, like the connected letters, the upside down A's, all the shit that's going on. I could match that up to any ancient text or anything. Have you looked into anything like that or had any luck?
The not the eyes. The eyes are new to me, and I don't know what the deal is with those. It's like kind of. It kind of, I don't know what's the whole point of that, but the letterings, like the A's, yeah, the A's not, it's just an upside down V, like Samsung, NASA,
Yeah.
a lot of that stuff. I mean, it's the A is like for alpha. I looked at someone who was mentioning like the A has changed because of the alpha, and like O's have changed because it's omega, like. So it's like the alpha and the omega has something to do with that. I'm not really sure exactly what. They didn't really go into detail, but they just had like some suspicions about that's what it might mean, because a lot of the A's and the O's have changed. And then like the letters connecting with each other is, or like merging, is like kind of like our like two realities merging into one, and that's why they become connected, I think. So that makes
Okay.
yeah. A lot of
Okay.
it, Like you said, a lot of these changes, they're like upside down, backwards, like past tense with life was in the box of chocolates and now it's, and then what was the other one? The Vanilla Ice video you did where
Oh
past
yeah.
tense
Yeah,
now.
if you got a problem, you all solve it. Now it's if there was a problem
There was,
instead of
yeah.
you.
Past
Totally
tense.
different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally, dude. That was a huge song, man. Huge song. You know what I mean? Huge song. I personally like the music ones. I get a kick out of it because I used to look at it, and we'll get back to Flat Earth in a minute too. I want some more of your views on that. When I look at Flat Earth, you know how it is. You go down the rabbit hole and you're just like, it's endless. There's so much stuff to look at because there's so
Oh.
much to relearn. And at night, to unwind from it, I used to look at Mandela effects. I'm more serious about it now, but I used to just look at it late at night. And I used to like to look at a lot of the music ones. I'll try and find ones in music because those ones fascinate me because you'll know a song, then you're told it's never been that way. And you'll go watch the band do it. They're not, they're doing it the new way. But then you'll find that one live show and they do it exactly the way you remember. And then you go and watch cover bands do it, and it's, I won't say all, but besides the last 2 or 3 years, almost all of the cover bands that did these songs before did it the way I remember that the band did in that one live thing. We are not crazy. Something crazy is going on. We might not know what it, but it's happening.
Yeah, and like people will say the bands change their lyrics all the time. I'm like, in what world? Like, not the world we're from. Like, they never change the lyrics. Like,
Dude, I had a friend tell me when I did the, you know how the Rolling Stones, the Paint It Black, I see a red door and I want to paint it black. And now it's I see a red door and I want it painted black. Again, with the past tense,
Past
I
tense.
want it black. Oh, and like I want somebody else to do it rather than myself. And I posted it, and one of my friends who's a skeptic of the Mandela effect, we'll call it a skeptic. I don't even know if that's the right word. But his excuse was, oh, Mick Jagger's like 70 now, and he forgets his lyrics. And I'm just like, oh my God.
It's in the song from like years ago.
They've only been performing the song for fucking as long as I've been alive, dude. You
Right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
And it's
what do you
called
think?
painted. The thing is, it's called painted, paint it black, not painted black. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And so, like, that's paint it black is what we remember. And the song is exactly what it says as we remember, painted black. If it was painted black, then why isn't it called painted black? You know, just,
Yeah, it was exactly what the title says. Yeah. And a lot of these songs too, you also find if you watch a live performance of them doing it in South America, a lot of times there's residue there. And a lot of times when the songs are in Spanish, there's it's crazy. There's so many changes in the music. Do you remember the Nirvana one when the candles all changed from white to black and the Unplugged performance?
I know those candles are white. I watched that.
I know it too. That was the most popular Unplugged thing that they ever had on MTV by a long shot. They played that all the time, dude.
I wish there was residual on it. I think that there
I
was
have one. I have one of a cover band that was dressed up like Kurt Cobain and everything, and they got the candles all on the stage, and they
one.
got
Okay.
the white. Yeah, I got
That's
that one.
beautiful. Let's see that one. Okay. And what else? There was another one that changed too. But yeah, that was the candles. I know those were white for a fact. I mean, I remember seeing it. I remember seeing the white candles now being black. It's just the stage is too dark now. It's like really dark. So
Can't even see the candles until you see the
no.
flames. You see the candles. Now, what's your opinion on the ones that flip flop, like the Flintstones, Apollo 13? Were you around for those flip flops, or did you come by after that?
I came by after that. I didn't see those flip flops. Like, but I did. They're still recorded down, and people still have like a link up saying that it was we've had a problem, but now it's we have a problem. Like it fixed itself.
Yourself
And the thing is that oh, dang it, this thing keeps popping up. I'm trying to get rid of it. The thing is that I lost my train of thought here. What was the song we were just talking about?
back.
No, I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about Mandela effects. We were talking about, oh man, don't know, somebody in the chat help us out. Where were we at?
We were talking about Rolling Stones. We were talking about the candles.
The music ones. And we're talking about the candles.
Oh, the flip-flops. The flip-flops. Okay, so we've had flip-flops. A problem. Yeah. The thing is like now the movie says we have a problem, and NASA's like recordings say we've had a problem. So like it doesn't. Why would the movie not follow what the records show? You know, it's like yeah, doesn't match up. Yeah, we have a mismatch.
A lot of it doesn't make sense. Like look at the Looney Tunes one. So the Looney Tunes with the T-U-N-E-S now instead of the T-O-O-N-S.
Yeah. Like
now. There's a lot of proof on this one, and the one of the most obvious one is the Tiny Toons is T-O-O-N-S.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, blah, 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 but that's not only is it the same friggin' company, it's the same characters when they were just younger.
Yeah.
Why would they name it that? Why would they name it that? And then there's an excellent video out there somebody did where they went and looked up the domain registry, and they registered the domain name Looney Tunes with the double O 2 years before they registered the one with the U. Now, I understand, you know, by having a website, sometimes for a couple bucks, you grab other ones that are similar to yours, but you're always going to register your website's name first.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't add up. Another mismatch. A lot of these are mismatching. It's just like, oh, it's just, I mean, like Back to the Future, like the flux capacitor not matching up with the way it looks. Yeah.
Why don't you tell people about that? Because I've showed you a residue on – there's some people out here that are watching that have seen me show that on my show and on Brian McFarlane's show. I definitely gave you credit for that. Why don't you talk about that one real quick?
Oh, it's just – I mean –
the only one that found it.
Huh?
I said you're the only one I know that's ever talked about it besides me passing it on. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
I discovered that one because I was doing research on the Zelda Triforce symbol. And I was like, it kind of looks like the flux capacitor. So I was just looking for a picture of the flux capacitor to add in with my post. And I noticed there's a bunch that, like, I looked at all the pictures and it's like, you know, it's showing upside down on some photos. So I was like, is the flux capacitor a Mandela effect? So I just looked into, you know, looked for more and just found a bunch of images and looked in the actual movie. And so seeing it didn't match up, it's literally, how can you say that's a mistake? I mean, he's showing him the
diagram, yeah. And he's a scientist supposed to be this is a thing that's supposed to be like basically some sort of advanced circuit that lets you travel in time. He's not going to hold it upside down, but he's holding it, and then Monty shines a light on it in the car, and it's upside down compared to what Dog's holding.
Yeah, exactly. And the same, and like I was playing the video game just for fun. And found a bunch of the stuff in there too about like what Marty's gonna do or is doing, and then I found the same thing. Marty holds up the sketch, and it doesn't match with what the car that is in the car, the way it is in the car. So
he's in the game too, huh?
Yeah, it's in the game too. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. It's just it's kind of funny. I thought that one was actually really funny. It made me think of like mirrored. We're definitely in a mirror reality because everything's upside down and backwards in this reality compared to our old one. So, and that's what a lot of, you know, dark, like the people in power, we know they mess with like dark magic and stuff like that. We know they're like satanic and dabble in witchcraft and wizardry. So a lot of that stuff, mirrors are used a lot in that type of, I don't know if you ever looked into like dark magic or anything like that, but the mirrors are used a lot into like magics and like the work of magic. That's how their illusions are they get away with their illusions is because a lot of it has to do with mirrors, you know, and like you can find like they're in their tricks of like cutting someone and sawing someone in half. It's like a two-way, it's like two mirrors. Just there's a lot of like there's actually a video of a guy pulling a handkerchief through like a cell phone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen that, and that's supposed to be like a magic trick. And like I said, like mirrors can be used as anything, like cell phones or a TV screen, Anything like that could be easily be used as a mirror source. So that's how I think that's how they were able to pull the scarf through it, is because it's a trick being pulled through like a mirror. And that's kind of like what we got. We got kind of got thrown into.
Yeah, a lot of people out there, and I haven't looked deep into it, but I remember you mentioned you had a mirror theory, and we'll probably actually go pretty deep into it on the after show if you don't mind. But but there are people that say that mirrors are portals.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that big time. Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think
that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, like that's why I mean. Like, when I'm talking about mirrors, is it's like we got transferred through our from our reality to this one. Like, we get a transport through like a portal somehow. I'm not sure how, but.
In your opinion, that theory tied directly to the Mandela effect, and that's how the Mandela effect is happening? We're going back and forth because of that reason? Or is that something just separate that's always happening, and then here's the Mandela effect, and there's another reason?
No, I think that's why we get the flip-flops. We get the – because it is kind of like back and forth, and like the Sun Simulator. We've talked about that where Sun Simulator is needed so that because of the sun is quantum tunneling – to the other reality, and so we need a light source while that one is missing, you know. So it would make sense, but then again, that's all we ever see is the Sun Simulator, so we never actually see the other sun.
No, we don't. We always see the Sun Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how happy I am now, because there's so many people I talk to actually bring that up. Like when I was first talking about that, people thought I was batshit crazy. But hey, I'm every couple of years, I'm batshit crazy for something, you know? So, Nick, what we're going to do, I'm going to ask more questions. And when this show's over, will you mind doing an after show for like an hour or so everybody can?
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody in the chat, what we're going to do is we got a few questions to close this out, and then just refresh the channel like 5 minutes after this video ends. And I'll have a new event created, and just go in the lobby, and we'll be there in about 10, 15 minutes. Everybody just take a 10-minute break. And what we'll do is then we'll open the phone lines. I'll put the number out there. And any questions you guys have in the chat, because we can't do it in this one condensed hour, we'll take any questions for Nick, or if you guys want to call in and ask Nick. And if Nick wants to elaborate on anything, especially like his mirror theory, I want to hear more about that. We're definitely going to get into some more Flat Earth and probably some more Mandela. So, Nick, let me ask you a couple questions here. Besides the topics that we've already mentioned, right?
Right.
What other topics were big for you where you say you spent at least a couple months on your journey?
Oh, definitely Flat Earth and Mandela Effect are the main two I stick with. I go back to 9/11 every now and then, but if people aren't awake by it now, they're never going to wake up. I think.
Yeah. No, I meant besides those. Those are the same three as me. But I mean, besides the ones we already talked about, what other topics have you looked at for more than, you know, just a couple of days, like at least a few months or something?
Sun Simulator. But we talked about that again. What Illuminati, major. That's one I looked in. I always look into. MK Ultra. MKUltra, I dig deep in that one too. Disney's another major one. They're tied into it all.
You want to elaborate on Disney for a minute, or?
Oh, sure. Disney. Well, that is like Illuminati's, you know, like baby right there. That's their golden goose. That's the main. What really makes them achieve brainwashing is through cartoons. And so Disney, you know, all their cartoons is like has to do with magic. It's like their magical little kingdom. It has to do with like they have all their symbolism in there, their evil symbolism. They have the Illuminati's name in the background of their shows, like it's on their chalkboard or it's on the Donald Duck episode with the eye doctors. It's right on that sheet too. Yes,
like ask about the Illuminati in the
Yeah,
background.
exactly. And so, like, that's where, I mean, there's also Freemason symbolism all over their cartoons as well. Like, there's the Mason
Got
symbols.
like this with NASA. They're like this.
Yeah, this was NASA too. Yeah, NASA, and that's another thing. The Wernher von Braun teamed up with NASA to fake the moon landings and all that stuff. Like, they're all about the. That's their baby. Like, yeah, I'm gonna say it's their baby to brainwash the masses with. They use Disney and Disney's little studios for everything. And the thing is, with everyone's talked about how they think Walt Disney could be Hitler, and I believe it. Like, because if you look at Operation Paperclip, where all the NASA scientists are Germans, German scientists and everything. It would only make sense for Hitler and Wernher von Braun to team up to fake this moon landing experience to brainwash everybody with. So,
That makes a lot of sense if you now that you put it that way.
It's
Yeah. Oh.
it's
Makes a ton
all
of
connected. It's all
it makes
connected to, huh?
Oh, it's all connected. I'm so glad you say that. It,
Yeah, it's
man,
all connected.
that's why it's so important to research all these topics like Mandela, Flat Earth, everything, and not be a one topic guy. And like just like you, I try and be a bridge between the communities and try and, ease people. Here, go a little hotter there. I try and gauge it out and just try and bring everybody in. So we get about 10 minutes of this left, and then we're gonna launch the after show, all right? And when we do the after show, we'll get into your mirror theory, and I want you to give me some of your top flat earth proofs, and we'll elaborate on that. And we'll get a real nice discussion going with that. We'll do that.
That sounds good.
Yeah, maybe some more Mandela, whatever else you want to bring up, whatever it is.
One thing I do want to say add in is, like, Disney owns all the, like, History Channel. They own all the, like, the news, some of the new networks, like ABC, I think, and NBC. They own Disney, Discovery Channel. They're using, and like, they own all the 90% of what we see through movies now too. Marvel, Star Wars, all that stuff. And they're getting their hands deep into it, because they're using all these things to just, brainwash the masses with. That's why they need, like, they're just they put out their own, like, narratives and stuff. And truth in plain sight.
Yeah, well, the media, in which they are obviously part of the media to me, and it's the whole reason I started my website, therealnewsonline.com, 8 years ago, is because the media is completely complicit in enslaving humanity. Like, you can't even put it nicely. I mean, that's what they're.
That is what they're doing. Well, they're yeah, yeah. That the media is they what they think people think that they see on the news is what's happening in the world. And again, they're using green screens, or using false narratives, or using their own stories to make people believe in something that's not really happening. That's how they always get the only resource they have is television. And now that we have other sources to get through, like alternative resources, they want to call those ones fake, and everyone has to believe that what news is saying is real, because they want them to, be enslaved and control their thoughts and all this other stuff.
Besides the big ones we talked about, are there any other small topics that you're looking into right now? Whether it be whatever, ancient technologies, anything, giant trees, whatever. Is there anything else or?
I have been, like, looking into giants more, and the no force in fl on flat Earth, that stuff. It's very interesting, actually.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. They have these, like, mountains that look like tree trunks, but they call mountains. And oh yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it looks all these topics sound ridiculous. Like, flat Earth, when you hear the word flat Earth, it sounds ridiculous. When you hear, no force, it sounds ridiculous. But once you actually, like, click on the video and you hear them explain everything, then it come makes more sense. Yeah, I'd have to believe that the giant, or the mountains with the that look like tree trunks, were giant trees that the giants had to cut down, I think. The giants cut down and stuff like that. What else? What other topics? What other topics have you been looking at? and two.
That the jet fuel. Did you look into the jet fuel one?
No. Yeah, I looked into it briefly. It made a ton of sense.
It makes sense. For me, it's mostly been you know me, hardcore Mandela and flat Earth, and I'll look into anything. But at this point, to me, you know, after Gabby Giffords and Sandy Hook, it was pretty obvious all of the shootings were bullshit. Like some of them, like, I don't even bother. And people might get, oh, you're supposed to be the media fake. Guy, my time is better spent actually doing something productive. Like, that's just such a waste of my time. Like, that popping one, you see the David Hogg thing. It took me all of seeing two or three interviews, and I was done, Nick. I was done. Don't even talk to me about
it. Yeah, no, exactly. As soon as you mention the word David Hogg, it's like everything's just – pulled off. No one. It's like never seen again. It's like you're banned from.
I'll just say Robbie Paca, David Hogg. It's all. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. If he's just a student who survived this, how does he already have a book out? Like after 5 months after it happened, how does he already have a book out? He's just a student. He wrote a book already after he and activism 24/7, and all and like, where does he have the time to write a book?
He's out there talking about anti-guns, and he's talking like he's been a politician for 20 years. It's like,
oh, yeah. It's just, and the thing is like, if he's not, is who people claim that he is, then why is he protected so much? That's the question. Why is he protected so much? And like Sandy Hook, back Sandy Hook, like when Gene Rosen,
Rosen.
When he was like telling his story about how the kids, you know, left school and walked to his house, I'm like, we found out his house is like 2 miles away or something like that from the school. It's like these kids left the school and walked to your house and was crying to you and this and that. And then like when you see the news segment, there's footage of him on the phones trying to contact the parents for the kids. It's like, who's filming him? While on the phone, like with the kid, like trying to get hold of parents and stuff, it's like, this is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Why would kids walk 2 miles if they're in danger? They'd probably walk to the first house that looked like it wasn't in the range.
Exactly.
Yep. They might walk a block, and that's about it. They're going to be knocking on doors the whole way, and they're not going to take them 2 miles.
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous, man, and the acting, like. People buy into the fucking space probe on the way to the sun.
I know. It's like, I know. Why don't they have that kind of material on you know, our stuff, like cars and whatnot? Maybe the paint won't fade then if it has, like, you know, heat resistant on it. Huh?
Yo, they put mannequin in it. They put a man. I know Leon's saying the mannequin is driving it, but they put a mannequin in the driver's seat. It's like they're just laughing at you. Like, dude, they go up on the ISS in fucking gorilla suits and fuck around. Like, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
That's why people don't have to believe in the whole hide and God thing and all the stuff that we talk about when we get deeper into it. But let's just talk about the money. You're paying for them to do fake science and give you CGI graphics, gorilla suits, fucking duets where they're not even having a delay. One's on the ground singing, one's up there playing the fucking guitar. You got people plugging the hole now with their finger. Rockets wouldn't even work in the vacuum of space, and we know that. And they're going to plug a hole with their finger. Like, their whole atmosphere would be sucked out of there. They'd be dead.
Yeah. And, like, now that the leak was caused by a hole that was drilled on Earth. I don't know if you saw that now.
I didn't even see that part yet. It was fine until this time. The hole's been there the whole time.
Apparently glue was clogged in. They had glue in the hole.
Oh, they glued it up?
15, 20 years. 15, 20
they had
years,
the leftover shit from last when they built the Luna Lander.
Man, it's just like, it's just a joke. It's just a real joke. And it's, when you really look at it all and think about it, it's just people on the opposite ends walking underneath and this giant ball spinning, and they're not falling off because it's due to this one big invisible force that keeps everyone down. It's just like, well, where's this invisible force? Can you feel it? Can you show it to me? Can I observe it? Experiment with it? Yeah, sure. Things fall. But that doesn't ex that, that what is that? Ooh, it's a force pulling it down. It's just like no, it's just because it's denser than the air around it. Same with helium, like a helium balloon. It's just like that. That's what disproves gravity the best. And it's just like these people don't understand. They think we don't understand science, but obviously they don't understand science because if there's a hole in the ISS and there's glue that's clogged into it, if the vacuum of space would have pulled out that glue, or the temperatures of space would have destroyed that car that they launched, you know, but no one wants to see it. They just want to trust in their beliefs because it backs up their belief. They don't want to, anything that goes beyond their belief, they don't want to accept it. That's the thing, unfortunately. And the thing about me is I didn't believe in the Bible. I didn't believe in God. Like for since I was 12 years old, I kind of lost my faith and all, and started believing in what I could prove. You know, like there's no proof that the Bible has that there is a creator. Well, after looking at flat Earth, that woke me up. I realized that there is a creator. And obviously, if we're here, we're not just here by chance. We're not here on a spin like here by a random explosion that put us on a spinning ball. We're here. We were created and placed here. Since we lived in a closed universe. And so that made me realize as a creator, then Mandela effect made me see it even more. Like the thing about Mandela effect,
Yeah, me
so
too.
dense.
I tell people that all the time that that's
Yeah.
probably even to creator than anything because maybe the flat earth awoken me to the idea and got me away from being, you know, atheist or whatever I was. I don't know if that's what I was, but you know,
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you would, you get to that point, but then you get to the Mandela effect, and it's like you actually witness something supernatural happening all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's like a constant rate now. It's hugely. It's gone extraordinary rate right now. And that the thing is like I had started trying to talk to people about Mandela effect or like my family, friends, and they just think I was going crazy because they didn't remember any of the things I remembered. And like they were just saying that I'm misremembering, you know, and I was like, I felt like alone. I felt, you know, like I'm in a completely different reality than I ever was before. Brian, I was literally like this close to like taking my own life because like I figured if I can kill, like if I killed myself, I could end up in the old reality, you know. And I think that's the trick because if you know what happens if you suicide, you Satan gets your soul basically. So I think that was the part of the trick is he wants people to believe that and think that. And if you look at like suicide rate that has gone up more, and a lot of it's connected with Mandela effects because people are thinking that they're in a totally different reality than they were before because that's how strong the Mandela effect is. They know their memories were what they were. And they feel like now that no one is experiencing the same a memory relay that they don't feel they feel like if they end themselves they'll end up back where they were. And so I felt like that a way too, but then I just decided to research, you know, just type in Mandela Effect Bible and see if there's any like connection with the Bible, and I found out all these Bible changes
Oh
happened.
my God, the Bible's more affected than anything.
Oh yeah, that's where you know it's biblical. Oh yeah, that's where you know like it's happening because it's biblical events and that they're changing the Bible to fit their narratives is what they're doing, and also because it's they're changing it for because it's to what is it to I just lost my train of thought again. They changed it because they just want people to, or it's just evil. It's just they're changing it to evil. Like the changing the lion to wolf. The lion represents good. The wolf is evil. So like, and the lamb is us. And so like, us going with being with the wolf is we're no longer with God. We're going to be with Satan. Is what I see it as. That's what I look at. So, in a way, it's just for their own evil. It's for their own narratives. It's to fit like homo they to just normalize sexual homosexuality. It's to normalize transgender. To normalize everything that's against God, basically. They're using that to change it. Yeah. So, really don't have any more to add on that. I mean, what are your thoughts? What do you think? Is that
Oh,
spot on
I
or?
anytime. No, I think a little differently. I think it's more of a, I don't think it's a they doing it. I think it's more about collective consciousness awakening, and I think maybe even the creator is changing things to send us signs. I know that's vastly different, but I can't prove that. That's just a theory I have right now. Either way, the important thing is we have these discussions. We notice the changes. We share it, so we all know we're not crazy. And then I might have one piece of the puzzle. You might have one piece. But if we don't ever have these conversations, then we might
You
not ever.
want to figure it out.
Plus,
Yeah.
like even with the Mandela effect or not, for the people that don't believe in it that are watching. We also know that there's terrible censoring going on Facebook, YouTube, not my, I almost said MySpace. I'm that old, but
Feel
on
you.
all these sites, anytime my information can disappear, whether it's a government type of thing, like a data wipe, or it's a Mandela effect type of thing. So even if these videos disappear, at least us having all these conversations, we'll have it in the place that they can't change, and that's our memories.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one thing I don't understand, if our anatomy is merging with this reality or timeline, is our memories going to be merging too? Is it just taking longer process for our memories? I don't get how our anatomy can merge, but our memories can't.
Well, because our memory probably is more based on our whole collective conscious as opposed to the bones in my leg. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It's probably a totally different ball game. But that's it. We'll get more into that in the after show. Let me just ask you a couple last questions, and then
Okay.
we'll close that 10-minute break and reboot. Okay?
Okay.
So, how has awakening other people in your personal life gone? Not people online, your family and friends.
How's it what now?
How's it going trying to awaken them? Yeah, your wife, whoever.
They kind of, they see it. They'd see it, but they don't care. It just they're like it doesn't change their faith about God. It doesn't change like their life at all. It just like they don't really. They tell me to stop sending them stuff, but I still continue to. Like I still continue some stuff that I'm researching. But they have yeah. They kind of they see it a lot. They share my friends share some things with me, but not like often. I mean yeah. They started to see it now. Like I told you at once when it first happened. I felt alone because they rejected it. Like they said, I was just misremembering, and all this stuff. So, but now months later, or even a year later now, it's just like I've shown them so much stuff that they can't deny it anymore. Like, and so again, they see it that it doesn't like change their life at all. They haven't, they're not like truthers like us. They don't like spreading the truth. They just go on with their lives and go to work, come home, watch movies, go to bed. Normal, the norm. And so me on the other hand, I can't, it's something you can't just put away. It's always on my mind. It's not, that's why I'm always posting and I have to wake other people up to it. It's just, it's
Yeah.
our mission now, I guess,
It
and
is why I feel we're here. It is our mission.
oh yeah, it's to wake other people up. And when you wake people up and they are grateful. That's like the reward, that's definitely the reward that we get in its own.
It's the best feeling. So, all right, I'm gonna ask you one more question, and then we're gonna do for everybody that's listening. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm on my backup channel right now on YouTube called The Real News Online, but my main channel is Brian S. Stavely. Both links will be in the show description. Please subscribe to both because I am on a 90-day ban on the Brian S. Stavely, my main
Wow.
channel. We're talking about 9/11, so we're doing it here. I just want to make sure you guys are subbed to both, so when they play the game on banning me on one or the other, just like with Facebook, Nick, it always happens to you. You got to have the one or two or three accounts to go back and forth because you'll
Right.
get banned. Everything these days,
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't been banned since I've been back for my 30 days. Like I got banned for, making a black and white symbolism post for the black, white, red symbolism they put in our movies and logos and stuff like that. Like the swastika is black, red, and white. And just because I posted a swastika, they pulled me out for 30 days. I was just like, really? And ever since then, I've posted so much. I'm surprised I'm not, banned yet again. But I'm waiting for the day. Maybe this will do it for me.
Okay, so everybody that's listening, what we're going to do, we're going to ask Nick one more question, and then we're all just going to take like a 10-minute break. So all you got to do is refresh the channel, and you know, after like 5 minutes, give me a few minutes to set it up, refresh the channel, join the chat or whatever, and then you know, take a 10-minute break, just grab a snack or whatever, and then we're going to come back. We're going to get deep into Flat Earth, Nick's favorite proofs, a lot of the stuff with the Flat Earth community. I want to hear more about his mirror theory. We'll talk some more Mandela, whatever else you might want to bring up. But my last question before we close this out, and for those of you that are watching this after, show description will have the link for the after show, and I'll have it appear for you right on the screen at the end of the video. Just click it. Why did you decide to do this interview today?
Well, because you asked, and I love your work, Brian. I love what you do. You do tell the truth. You go out there every day. You interview everybody. You do shows, and you like to get everyone's opinions and everything. So I just you asked me, and I wanted to share, and basically that's it. Yeah, just wanted to share. Glad to share. Honored that you asked, and honored to be here. Most definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. And is there anything you want to leave, any links or anything, any websites of yours, anything like that? Well, we can just put it in the show description, or is it just your Facebook page? Do you want to leave a link to that? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just leave a link to my Facebook, because all my posts are on there. I don't really post anywhere else. I don't do YouTube videos, or I don't do like any blogs or anything. I just have my Facebook page. So, yeah, they can just leave a link in there. If they have any questions, I can send them some links to my posts. So.
Yeah. And guys, don't forget the question, the whole point in the after show we're going to do. It's for you guys. I know I haven't really paid attention to the chat the whole show, and that's just how these awakening interviews have to go, because I got like we're already way over an hour here. So yeah. we're gonna come back. We're going to do a second show. So we have two videos, and Nick's going to go deep on whatever theories. I'm going to be more involved in the conversation. And if anybody wants to call in, we'll give you guys the phone number. Or if you guys have any questions in the chat and you don't want to call, we'll do the best we can. Any questions for Nick or even for me, and we'll do it from there, guys. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Guys, just make sure you refresh the page in a few minutes. If you're watching this after, you'll see the links for the next show. And Nick, thank you for coming on, and I'll see you in a few minutes after the show.
Sounds good, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, brother. I'll send you the Hangout link in a few minutes on Facebook, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. All right, everybody. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio. Have a good night.